The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Keeping up with the news each day couldn't be more simple than listening to the Squeeze Today podcast. Likewise, our podcast sponsor, the Commonwealth Bank, is working towards becoming a simpler, better bank and is committed to the financial well-being of customers and their communities.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday, the 20th of February. In your Squeeze Today, China and cybersecurity, house prices, a cyclone is headed for southeast Queensland, and Karl Lagerfeld has died. This is your Squeeze Today. Claire, China has rejected the suggestion it is the sophisticated state actor that hacked the Australian Parliament's computer servers and targeted our major political parties.
That's right. And China's foreign ministry says that throwing around those sorts of accusations, it calls them baseless speculations, is really quite damaging. And it's really just one of the many cyber security pots that China had on the boil yesterday.
Well, cybersecurity issue number two, I guess, in relation to China is news out of the UK that they won't follow the lead of Australia and New Zealand and ban Chinese telco Huawei from their network.
So there's a Five Eyes intelligence network, which includes Australia, the US, the UK, New Zealand and Canada. And given the US, New Zealand and Australia have all pushed back on Huawei from having any involvement in the rollout of a 5G mobile networks over espionage concerns, really. Having the UK allow them, which hasn't been confirmed yet, but allow them to be part of their 5G network really is a split in that intelligence network. They are the biggest provider of mobile network technology in the world. They're the second biggest manufacturer of smartphones. They are everywhere. And their chairman, Reng Zhuangfei, yesterday said that basically the US can't keep them down, that if they do push too hard, there is a sun in the east that will rise, and they are big there, that's for sure.
And to the US, as was anticipated, 16 American states have banded together to lodge an appeal against President Trump's declaration of a national emergency.
California's leading that appeal, and the filing of that lawsuit has been made in San Francisco. That court has been strategically chosen because it's a court that has previously rejected a number of other Trump initiatives during his presidency, and Trump certainly noted that.
And overnight, self-described Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders is back, announcing he will seek the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in 2020. There'll be a bit around about that today. Let's talk about the Reserve Bank's thoughts on house prices, though.
So the minutes from its meeting earlier this month were put out yesterday, and it seems that there was quite a discussion of the Reserve Bank board around what would happen if home prices fall further. They say that they're pretty comfortable with the level of price falls that have happened to date, that it hasn't really impacted things too much, but they're concerned that further falls might actually start to have a bite on the economy. And what that's all about is that if people are starting to get very concerned about the value of their homes, they will probably stop spending as much money in the economy. And that, of course, shrinks our economic growth and leads to higher unemployment. So it's a cycle that they're concerned about, and certainly something that they'll be keeping a close eye on.
And it's a question we talked about in the podcast yesterday, whether Woolworths' biggest competitor Coles would also abandon $1 a litre milk. Turns out they're not so keen, as you predicted.
Not so keen. And it's a big price position in the market to abandon, and it's initiative that they started, so it was always going to be a big thing for them to drop. And certainly as of yesterday, 24 hours after Woolworths had made their announcement, they weren't for turning. And David Littleproud, who's the agriculture minister, was very vocal yesterday, calling on people to boycott Coles and also to boycott what he calls the big German Audi.
Coles had a big day yesterday. It also announced its half-year net profit was down 29.4% and sales had slowed over the period. If you're interested, though, on the topic of farming, jump into the Squeeze Today email, scroll down to this story and take a look at the giant cabbage grown in Tasmania. It's a whopper.
Oh, man. And this poor family, which runs a B&B, had to feed its guests cabbage for 2 weeks. Can you imagine coming up with 2 weeks worth of cabbage
recipes? I don't even
know.
I know. There's only so much, as this article says, coleslaw you can make.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're listening in southeast Queensland, you've likely heard about the possible cyclone headed your way. This doesn't sound good.
No, and they've upped overnight the prediction of when it might start really affecting Brisbane and the southeast corner there. Cyclone Uma is heading their way likely from tomorrow. Still not quite sure whether it will make landfall as a cyclone or whether it will bring just high winds and very high rains. So, yeah, certainly if you're in that corner, some preparations to be made today.
Yeah. For Queenslanders also, apparently the government is allowing emojis onto number plates. This one seems a bit unfair for the artistically challenged folk like myself when it comes to writing down your number plate.
Oh, man. I'm definitely one of those. And, yeah, like I can't draw a straight line.
I know.
So I'd have absolutely no chance of really getting my head around exactly what emoji if someone hit me and had to get in the license plate quickly. But, yes, those are challenges that are being discussed at the moment. And, yeah, very hip and cool, I guess, of Queensland to push into that language, yeah. That digital icon language that we're all using these days.
That we're all using, exactly. Iconic fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld has died overnight, Claire, aged 85.
I remember when Anna Wintour was here just for the Australian Open, she was doing one of those events and actually was asked quite a few questions about Karl Lagerfeld. He had missed the first ever Chanel show in his career with Chanel. He had taken the job there as artistic director since 1983. So it was quite a big deal that he missed that show, and it seems that he's had a short illness and passed away yesterday. He is known as one of probably the iconic fashion designers of the last and current century. He had a knack for taking very old establishment fashion brands and making them relevant. He did that with Chanel, and he also did it with Fendi, and he developed his own brand as well. And interestingly, if there's a link in the email there, he had the messiest desk I have ever seen
really?
In my life. So if the idiom is that, messy
that's
desk,
how art happens,
creative,
yes.
Genius brain, then he was absolutely a living example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. He was a photographer. He also owned a bookshop in Paris. And as you said, he had that job since 1983 at Chanel. So 36 years till his death. What about the subject line?
The subject line today, I've just had to do a quick reshuffle on that given the news of Lagerfeld overnight. He put out an album by the looks of things with Vogue of his favourite songs, and there's a song in there called Be Gentle With Me, which is from the boy Least Likely 2, which is a band that I know from ages ago. So, yes, Be Gentle With Me is the subject line.
There you go. If you like the Squeeze Today podcast, please tell people about it. Leave us a review on your podcast platform. You can access the podcast via our website or by searching for The Squeeze on your preferred podcast app. We're on iTunes, Spotify, you name it, we're there. Thanks for listening to The Squeeze Today podcast today. Enjoy your Wednesday, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.